Hey there, and welcome to the Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby, and I'm so thrilled you're with us today. Thanks so much for making these part of your weekday routine. Our hope is that you'd find some encouragement, just some spiritual focus, and maybe just a way to lean into God and be more aware of His presence every single day. Today, I want to think about this idea of growing up. See, when we first come to Christ, we come to Christ as a spiritual baby. But God doesn't want us to stay a spiritual baby. Just like if you have an earthly baby, you want them to grow up. In a similar way, God wants us to grow up. He's like, I don't want you to be an infant your whole life. I want you to become like Jesus. I want you to grow. But here's the catch. You can't do that on your own. Babies don't just grow up on their own. They need a family of some kind. And I think you do too. You need a spiritual family. Just like you needed someone to help you to grow up when you were young physically. The Bible says in Ephesians 4, verse 16, Christ's body is fitted together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. My job as one of the pastors here is to help people here at Sugar Hill Church grow. It's the job of all of our pastors, all of our leaders, all of our Bible study leaders, all of our small group leaders. In fact, the Bible says this about this group of people. In Ephesians 4, 12 and 13, it says, their purpose is to prepare God's people to serve and to build up the body of Christ until we become mature and measure up to the Christ who is the standard. Here at our church, we're always asking this question, how can we help people grow? Now, the Bible has a word for this growth. It's called discipleship. Discipleship is the process of growth from a spiritual baby to a spiritual adult. It means you're maturing in your faith. You're getting stronger in your faith. You're developing some muscle in your faith. Well, how do you do that? How do you grow as a disciple? How do you grow up spiritually? Well, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2, verses 41, 42, and 46, how they grew in the first church. It says, those who believed were baptized, and they were added to the church that day, about 3,000 in all. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. They worshiped together regularly at the temple each day. They met in small groups in homes for communion, and they shared their meals with great joy and thankfulness. And so when it comes to growing up, it starts with first believing, then it's you getting baptized, and it's important that you choose a church family and you lean in and you participate in large group worship and small group fellowship. Learn from the leaders around you. Learn from your peers. Commit to growing spiritually as a disciple and as a member of the body of Christ. And so I just want to encourage you. Maybe you've been disconnected from a church family for a while. Maybe you still consider this church your home, but you haven't been actively engaged. I want to invite you this fall just to lean in. This is a great opportunity to say, you know what? I don't want the season just to go by. I want to grow up in my faith. And the good news is we have a number of small groups launching this Sunday morning. This is a brand new semester. It's an easy and obvious way to get connected. And so if you're not part of a group yet, we've got groups launching this Sunday morning, this Sunday night, and throughout the week. And I'd be honored to help you get connected. In fact, tomorrow night at 6:30, Wednesday night at 6:30, Pastor Chuck is leading a group, and it's really made up of people that aren't sure about small groups. And so if you're looking for one to jump into, this would be a great one. It's going to meet here at the church on the second floor at 6:30 p.m., and it's going to be a study through the book of Ephesians. If I can help you get connected, please drop me an email. My email address is just bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, or if it's easier, just give us a call, 770-945-5092. Well, I hope you have a great, great day today. We look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.